everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Bitcoin Banter as usual. I got Tony here. We've got a little bit of news to walk through this week. Some exciting times in Bitcoin went on sale. We'll talk about that at the end. Tony, welcome back.
Hey Michael, how are you, man? Good to see you.
I'm doing good. It's good to see you. So let's talk about this week's political news. So I don't know if we talked, I think we touched on the debate performance of Joe Biden last week. But neither of us watched it, so just saw clips here and there. But Joe Biden is weighing whether to continue. I've heard a lot of mixed signals on this. People saying he's already stepping out. He is, hell bent on staying in. So we don't really know what's going to happen. But I'm curious to what extent you think any of this affects the outcome of the presidential election here in the U.S. or what that might mean for Bitcoin.
Man, I mean, this whole thing with Biden, I mean, at this point, it's gotten so pathetic and embarrassing, on a global and international level. I mean, this is almost, you can file this under elderly abuse. That the guy is clearly not there anymore. He is mentally unfit for anything, and they're forcing him into these positions. It's almost like they want a mockery of the United States on a global level. It's almost heartbreaking to watch. Whether you like Biden or not, that's besides the point. Just from a human level, from a human perspective, it's painful to watch. This guy should have been out of the game a long time ago. I mean, it's gotten to a point now where it's like it's critical. I don't know, how long they're gonna keep him there, what the plans are. But I don't see him lasting much longer,
Yeah, no, I don't know how he does, because I don't know how he improves his performance to reignite, excitement around the base. I think enough people are disillusioned by the performance. I think the good thing is, I mean, hopefully, for Joe, hopefully he either steps out or loses and can go get taken care of. But we would probably have a pro Bitcoin president in our hands, either in RFK or Trump, almost regardless, I think. But certainly if Joe continues, I don't think there's any way he
Absolutely.
wins.
Absolutely. I mean, he's done so much bad things during his term that he's unpopular. If he put his mental state aside, just his politics and what his performance over the last few years has been absolutely horrific. I don't think he's gathered much many fans in the space. So and he's definitely not pro Bitcoin. It's very clear. Now all of a sudden the term pro Bitcoin, you have to be a complete moron to buy it, right? I mean, if all of a sudden they start advocating for Bitcoin, you know they're full of shit, because for the past 2 3 years, they've done everything to try to destroy it, but ultimately failed. So whoever comes next, Bitcoin, it's Bitcoin's apolitical. I mean, Bitcoin doesn't really care, right? But it's become part of politics, whether they like it or not. Because there's a lot more people that are into it, and if you want their votes, well, you're going to have to align yourself with what it is that they want. And Bitcoin is the future that we're all aiming for. So, I mean,
Absolutely.
I've said it before. I don't really care who becomes president, as long as that person is stripped from the power of money. Put anyone you like. Doesn't matter anymore at that point.
Yeah, just leave it alone is kind of where I'm at. All righty, so we had more big news. So this was in the US again, and this is just kind of some of the news we've seen come across this week. So there was this, I know we were talking a little bit offline, but there was this Supreme Court precedent of Chevron deference, which basically effectively allows the administrative state, who are unelected, not tasked with making laws, enable them to set rules and sort of interpret as quote unquote experts any laws that were passed within their sphere of expertise. And this was overturned by the Supreme Court. I didn't read too far into what the nature of the case that was tried this time around, but it effectively sounded like a small business was being fined $700 a day or something like that, rather arbitrarily by one of these agencies, and the Supreme Court basically said, you're not elected. You aren't tasked with creating laws, and so this is, this is done, which to me, as I interpret it, leaves an opportunity for probably lots and lots of individuals and businesses to go after these arbitrary and oppressive regulatory regimes in which they find themselves, that we, what we call the administrative state, and hopefully make some headway toward freedom to enact business as they see fit. So this is what I wanted to hear your thoughts on, where, on one hand, for the last, decade, it feels like Bitcoin and freedom has just been under attack. We're like at peak centralization. On the other hand, now we have, prominent political figures coming out in support of Bitcoin. We have, I think n this month in Nashville at the Bitcoin conference, there are going to be several politicians speaking, and that now we have a case like this that really, really damages the administrative state to the benefit of the people. Do you think this is a general trajectory that, like, are we like on this path toward a better future already, or do things have to get ugly still and then we have to find our way? Where's your head on that?
Well, the matrix is cracking. This is how I see this. I mean, definitely the forces of good have started to gain more steam in this, and it's becoming very clear that the days of honoring themselves are coming to an end for all these unelected psychopaths that think they can just, run the world the way they see fit. They screwed things over during the scamdemic, during COVID. They thought, they had everything under control. But there's only so much you can bully people, and only you can only bully a certain kind of people. Eventually, you're going to get pushback, and I think this is what started to gain more and more speed over the last couple of years. And here we are. Bitcoin just, accentuated this, because Bitcoin represents everything about freedom, and it's a bottoms up movement. So you get enough people that, pay attention to this, and you are going to have to do what the people want, because it's just a numbers game at that point. There's more of us than there are of you. And if you don't comply, we're going to have a problem. So I think this is what's starting to happen. There's enough, there's enough steam brewing now that even, on the political front, the newcomers into the scene, they see this very clearly and are embracing, the way and the choice of the people. That's what I think is happening. And so, that matrix, that psychopathic vision of tyranny, dictatorship, control, and all that stuff, that is falling apart. That's categorically, in my opinion, at least falling apart. I don't see this lasting. It might get worse, because obviously these are crazy people that, want to remain in power no matter what. But the more they push, there's also the other side that's pushing even harder now. How that plays out is anybody's guess. But Bitcoin represents freedom. More and more people want Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the future.
Yeah, I think you hit on an important point. So I know a lot of people who during COVID were, rather compliant. They thought it seemed necessary, what, but then as they reflect on it a couple years later, they regret getting the jab, they regret complying, they, regret not basically voicing their opinions. And I don't think there's I think to your point, they blew that opportunity, that tragedy, and have created sort of a war machine of people who aren't going to put up with it again. And I hope that then they're going to look for the next pandemic or the next crisis, right? Because it's an opportunity for them to print more money, take control of more things. And I think you're still going to have those crazies who, just blindly follow government. But more and more people are like, the fact that people are hearing about the Supreme Court ruling, most people are really blind to what goes on, but this seems to have gained a lot of steam in the press. And I think it's because people, COVID opened their eyes to what is, and it's not a future that people want. So it makes me very hopeful. Again, it's anybody's guess how this plays out over the next, 2, 5, 10 years, but we seem to be at least politically maybe on a trajectory of, that's more positive.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the last few years, I mean, the real pandemic, as far as I see it, well, we had a pandemic of cowards. This is what it was. People just simply blindly complying and, to whatever was, said to them without any form of thought or common sense. But that only lasts so long. And now finally, there's, those that are paying attention, are, growing in numbers and are pushing back. And it's thanks to those that, put up with all the pressures and the attacks and all that stuff, that this, the wheel in the right direction started to move, at a bigger pace and brought us to where we are now. Because otherwise, had the sleeping lion, so to speak, not woken up, this would have been a very dire outcome.
Absolutely. All righty, last point here, and I'm going to check where we're at on Bitcoin price. We're at 55 6 in US dollars. So it's on sale, Tony. I know
Absolutely, man.
this is yeah, you're bringing out the champagne to celebrate this, but
Of course.
you had a good tweet and you highlighted here three, possible causes of the dip, and I think a lot of people, especially those newer to Bitcoin. I told you, before we jumped on, like I've only been in Bitcoin so long. And as much as I like when it goes on sale, my conviction's never been higher. I don't sweat these dips. I tell people it's on sale, they should buy some. I'm ready for my first real bull run. So maybe you could just elaborate a bit on, some of the price action and where your mindset, how you approach these sorts of scenarios.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you understand Bitcoin and money, this is, you'd be jumping for joy right now, rather than running for the hills. Those that run for the hills understand nothing. This is why they, they're overwhelmed with fear. All of a sudden, Bitcoin's going to zero. It's a scam. The government has won, blah, blah, all that, rubbish. But this is, this is expected. I mean, like I said, many times, we are moving from a corrupt legacy system that's been around for many, many years into a brand new one. Like, it's not going to be a light switch or smooth sailing. There's going to be, these ups and downs. But once you understand the fundamentals of money and what Bitcoin actually is, why would you be scared? I mean, like, if I can throw you 30 years into the future and you see for yourself that Bitcoin is the most valuable asset known to humanity, then you would do anything to be thrown back into the present in order to buy it, right? But
Right.
most people don't get that because we're not living in the future yet. So you have to study Bitcoin to see that future. And a lot of people just aren't doing the work. And so they go in blindly, oh, this Bitcoin thing, my friend told me about it, let me buy it. So obviously anything that sways from the number go up narrative is going to scare you to death, and you're going to run, sell, lose money like every other idiot out there. So, and this is what's happening. I mean, and but right now there seems to be three catalysts. There's the Mt. Gox that have received like a boatload of Bitcoin after all of these years. Yes, there may be a percentage of them that are selling for whatever reason. It doesn't really matter, okay? But then you've got the geniuses in the German government. They're bankrupt beyond, they're flatline bankrupt, and yet they're selling the world's scarcest asset for God knows what moronic reason. But obviously they have someone there thinks it's a bright idea, so they're dumping that as well. So much so that they're getting pushback from legal advisors in Germany, calling this whole thing unwarranted and a stupid decision, right? And so when governments sell like this, it just exemplifies how inefficient they are. And in a way, it's good for the people because Bitcoin is a people's technology. So if these guys dump, good. It redistributes the Bitcoin, across more people. And it decentralizes its distribution better that way. So as far as I'm concerned, let it dip. It's not going to dip for long. Mathematically, it's impossible. I mean, if you think about it just in common sense, like how dumb do you have to be to sell the world's scarcest asset for worthless paper that a group of 12 psychopaths, thieves essentially, can sit and decide to hit a button and print trillions at any given moment in time? This is essentially what you're doing. So you are trading your time and energy for nothing, for free. So when I see this type of reaction, like, how do you expect someone with a clue to react other than calling it stupid, right? But
Yeah.
it takes education. It takes a willingness to sit down and understand this, which thankfully more people are doing, but clearly there's a lot more that will find any excuse not to do the work. But ultimately, they will all come to Bitcoin because they will have no choice but to do this. But the price that they will pay when that moment comes will be significantly higher if they can. So when the price dips, man, it's a Christmas present. Go for it because it's not going to last long, and you're certainly not going to have this forever.
Yeah, you hit on something important. It's not just long-term hodlers who benefit, but you think about the people in the last 12 months who have come into Bitcoin, and there are a lot of them, right? I mean, we're growing as a user base of the network, and there are a lot of people who haven't had an opportunity to buy much below, 40, 50, 60,000 because they're newer. And the encouragement would be to anyone watching, if you've got the conviction on Bitcoin, you understand what it is. This is It's there's a psychological frustration, yeah. So because ultimately we all you get into the Bitcoin for the month, for the number go up, and you stay for the revolution. But this is a chance to accumulate because you were later than someone who got in 2013 or even in 2022, like I did, who was a bit quote unquote later to this point. So it's an opportunity. It's on sale. The CEO said we need
I see,
to
sit tight.
slash prices a little bit. So yeah, this is not a bad thing. It's part of it. And I always, just as a one more comment, I always find it sort of useful and helpful to follow some of these people who have been around for a long time, who have hodled from $10 or pennies, to today, who are saying, we've been here, done this before. And this is how bull markets begin, is you have some corrections, you have some consolidation. It's very rarely just straight up. And of course, why would it be? On the way to becoming a global reserve currency that 1% of the world understands in any meaningful way right now, you can't expect a linear rise. It's going to have volatility as people figure it out, as people lose conviction, regain conviction, and it's just part of the deal. So I thought your tweet was helpful, and I hope a lot of people see it because it's I understand if you're new and you haven't had the time to accumulate a lot of Bitcoin and accumulate a lot of conviction, it can be concerning. Like, did I make a mistake? But in our view, you haven't, and this is only the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, if you're coming into Bitcoin and expecting the number go up all the time, you've got some growing up to do, man. That's not the way things work. What I recommend you do is actually study Bitcoin, buy what you can and just forget about it. Again, the hardest part about Bitcoin now is doing nothing, like literally doing nothing. Make sure you're Bitcoin is in your self-custody for sure. It needs to be in your full control. Don't go leaving it on an exchange or some other company for the illusion of convenience. Learn how to take full control over it, and then just forget you have it. And whenever you have, free money, put it into Bitcoin and just chill. The time will come, for your hurrah moment, and it's just a waiting game. This is history in the making. I am 100% very, very optimistic on this. But
Absolutely.
you have to go through this, frustration of the up and down and those not getting it and those selling for no reason. Like, you have to deal. It's just part of the game, right? So
Yeah. And
there's no sense. Yeah.
keep in mind too that your fiat portfolio is doing the same thing. Over a long time horizon, stocks go up and real estate goes up, but you've got crashes, you've got dips, you've got all sorts of corrections and people shorting different asset classes. So Bitcoin is perhaps more volatile in the short term because it's at a lower adoption. You've seen like that chart from Jesse Myers where it fits. It's like 1 trillion. It's a $1 trillion asset class versus, I think, government debt's like 300. Well, you're going to have volatility. It's a small boat on a giant ocean of assets. As the boat grows in size, it's going to the waves are going to affect it less. And we're early on the journey, so keep conviction high and keep stacking sats.
Well, of course, man, your fiat portfolio is going one way, and that's down, all the way down to zero. And things that are backed up by fiat that you think are good investments, like, for example, real estate, those are just as crazy volatile. The only reason you don't see it is because there's no digital ticker on your property that goes up and down every second, like the same way you look at Bitcoin. If there was, believe me, a lot more people would not be so gung-ho about real estate or any other, traditional asset that they think is safe. So
Well, or
there's
just pick the currency that it's denominated in. If we had a ticker on the value of the dollar, how much car a dollar could buy, or how much house a dollar could buy,
exactly.
you'd see a lot of volatility, and the trend would be downward. I actually
Absolutely.
tweeted like a car air freshener this morning, and a tire, and a like a used car, and then like a Tesla. And it was like 2010 or like 2012, 2015, 2019, and 2024. That's what Bitcoin can buy you. A dollar is the exact opposite. Years and years ago, dollars could buy you a dollar could buy you more car, and now it can buy you an air freshener. And I think,
Look, the best gift you can give the world is to stick an electronic ticker on the dollar or any fiat currency that shows you its actual purchasing power. So when you see that $20, it's printed on that worthless paper, the real purchasing power is on that electronic ticker that's stuck on it. So the 20 will have a number 14, for example, stuck on it. That goes down to 13, 12, 11, and that's what you're really holding in your hands. If people actually saw this, Bitcoin would be at like $1 billion next week.
Yes, agreed.
For sure, for sure.
All righty. Well, hey, thank you all for listening. Hey, if you need help with self-custody, check out the Bitcoin Way. Go to the bitcoinway.com/podcast, schedule your free consultation with us. We've got an awesome team just waiting to help you take your Bitcoin into cold storage, get it off exchanges, anywhere else it shouldn't be. If you need help with si personal cybersecurity, small business cybersecurity, we've got you covered. And we're always looking forward to chatting with new Bitcoiners and people looking to do things the right way. So, Tony, thank you so much for your time, and we'll reconvene in a few days.
Michael, always good to be here, man. See you soon.
All righty, cheers, everyone.